Today, India said it has successfully tested a nuclear-capable intermediate-range ballistic missile. The test comes at a time of heightened tension between India and neighboring Pakistan. The two countries have massed hundreds of thousands of troops along their shared border following a suicide attack on the Indian parliament last month. Today's test by India drew an immediate protest from Islamabad. In a statement, the Pakistani Foreign Ministry said it hoped the international community would take note of India's action. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Tomorrow is Republic Day in India, one of the biggest holidays of the year. But the fireworks started a day early when India Today test-fired an Agni missile from an island off its eastern coast shortly before 9 this morning local time. The Agni, the name means fire in Hindi, is the mainstay of India's ballistic missile program, one India claims is necessary as a deterrent against its nuclear neighbors Pakistan and China. The long-range version of the Agni can reach both countries. Officials say the Agni tested today had a range of roughly 500 miles. India's Defense Minister, George Fernandes, described today's mission as flawless. Indian officials said today's test has no bearing on the situation at the border between India and Pakistan, adding that Pakistan, along with the 5 permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, had been informed of the test in advance. Nonetheless, Pakistan's Foreign Ministry spokesman Aziz Ahmed Khan today called the timing of the Indian test deplorable.
The test has taken place at a moment when tensions are already high on account of the concentration of Indian forces on Pakistan's borders. And it is time that tensions were reduced rather than actions taken which would be prejudicial to stability in the region.
The Pakistani spokesman indicated his country would not respond with a test of its own, something that's happened in the past. He said the timing of Pakistan's tests are based on technical requirements, not political ones.
Pakistan has capabilities to match those of India. We also have the means to defend ourselves. However, Pakistan will not be provoked into abandoning the course of restraint and responsibility.
Indian officials, however, insist the test had been planned months ago, long before the current military buildup on the border. India's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Omar Abdullah.
We have been working on a set program of tests with a particular objective, and recognizing the tension in the region, perhaps for one of the first times, we actually gave Pakistan sufficient advance notice. At no stage was the test of the missile even close to Pakistan. It was on the eastern side of India towards the Bay of Bengal, not towards the west and into the Arabian Sea. So I think we took all the precautions that are necessary. At no stage was this seen to be a step to up the ante, and we see no reason for Pakistan to respond this way.
Defense analysts here say they accept the government's explanation that the test was planned months ago. At the same time, however, the fact that India went through with it on the eve of Republic Day and given the current tense situation at the border is seen by some as a message for Pakistan. As one retired general put it, if India wanted to show some goodwill, it could have canceled the test, but instead it's gone ahead with it. Security is expected to be especially tight for tomorrow's Republic Day parade. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.